Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Rhythm. It is a law that in creation, energy swings between both ends of a pole. Day follows night, down follows up, and empty follows full. However, as the image and likeness of God, you are to maintain your awareness of oneness inside of the physical changes that occur. This is where it is important to be in it, but not of it, or to maintain your awareness of the unity of all things, even as you play on this field of duality. For me, this principle brings to mind the Taoist concept of Wu Wei, which according to Elizabeth Renninger, writer and Taoist practitioner, I quote, refers to the cultivation of a state of being in which our actions are quite effortlessly in alignment with the ebb and flow of the elemental cycles of the natural world. It is a kind of going with the flow that is characterized by great ease and awakeness, in which, without even trying, we are able to respond perfectly to whatever situations arise. End quote. If one does not stay properly aligned and maintain his/her spiritual identification, God, as everything, is always on the full side of the pole. You will be tossed from pillar to pole like a leaf in the wind. And if you start managing your vibration by properly utilizing your thoughts, you will notice a reduction in the radical swings that are probable without mastery. Learn and recite Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. Of these governing principles, the most important is the one that provides context for all the others. Mentalism. I say this because mentalism is driven by thought, and every single one of the other principles is impacted by how we think. God is mind, the great mind from which all else emerges. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was and is God, John 1:1. And we, humanity, are created in the image and likeness of God. As God thinks its realm into existence, we likewise think ours into existence. Everything we experience is a product of what we are thinking, consciously or subconsciously. Reminded by the principle of correspondence that we are created out of the same mind, with the same mind, and that there is nothing in creation that can be separate from the Creator, original thinker, we accept that there is nothing in creation that is not an emanation of God. However, in all of creation as we know it, humanity is the only species that can and ultimately must have the awareness and appreciation of that. Thinking, true speaking, is the activity of the mind. Before there can be movement of any kind, there first must be a thought, word. And that thought is a seed that can only produce after its own kind. Thus, is it possible to always know what you're thinking based on what you're having? If this principle is understood and applied, circumstance correction is simple. Of course, this requires honest and impartial self-observation.